We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50 Shades of Grey coming to a high school near you. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Why are teenage girls signing dating prenups? This is wild. Parents, do you know where your daughters are at?
Why is it just girls?
This is what we've been hearing. A lot of people are thinking, not my daughter, she's at chess club. Well, here's the story. I don't know how prevalent this is in schools here, but I do know it is happening and parents should be made aware of the dating prenup trend. Now, my cousin brought this to my attention over the weekend that this had happened in his high school on multiple occasions.
Okay.
Boys will write up a dating contract and have their girls sign it, like the girlfriend.
Okay.
These girls are like 16, 17 years of age.
What does this contract entail?
So a girl in his class gets a letter from a guy in school that was, it's titled Dating Contract.
Okay.
And this contract, this particular one, expires in 2 years. After 2 years, the person would no longer be bound to the agreement. And my cousin tells me one girl signed it because the boy she liked, really liked, kind of caught her off guard. Now that I've had time to think about it, I'm wondering if this is as creepy as it seems. It probably is. I know what most of you guys are thinking right now. What's in the contract?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because I'm dying to tell you. In the contract, it has things like promising not to cheat on one another, obviously. Promising to attend every single one of your boyfriend's sporting events, whether you have plans or not. Promising sex with one another at least 3 days a week. Oh, that seems reasonable. Not texting any other guys except your boyfriend. This particular contract was having sex in public at least once a week.
What?
In public. Oh, my God. Posting at least one story or pic a day of you two together as a couple. Doing a movie night every other week together. Always saying I love you before bed. I mean, this is exhausting. I can't imagine doing all of this when you're married.
And the guy's drafting this for the girl.
That's right. That's correct.
Not us going back to the 50s.
That's
yeah,
right.
I'm all set on this. I think so.
Well, that's the scary thing, though, too, Breeze, is some of these girls are signing these dating prenups that
sweetie.
Look like this. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Right? That's trouble. In it, it also states, too, if we break this contract, then the offending party has to pay the other person $300.
What? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Who is signing this?
What a buttload of money. That's what's scary, too. It's like, you gotta...
Where is this happening?
This happened at my cousin's school, in his high school.
Oh,
so I got in a depth conversation about it. And I'm really, like, and I saw an example of one of these contracts, too. I'm like, first of all, where did you get this? Who does it belong to?
Right.
And he goes, oh, this is happening. This is happening. And then his mother chimes in with, like, yes, this has been a problem. This is not the first time this has happened in the school. Is anybody listening, have you heard about this?
Never once in my life. This sounds absolutely crazy.
So if you break the contract, the offending party has to pay the other person $300. I don't know if any girls have seen these contracts. Parents, did you come across one of these in your son or daughter's sock drawer? I mean, I almost don't believe it's real. But what's hysterical
either.
To me about this any dude that would actually try and enforce this contract. That's what's hilarious.
You don't own me. I'm so good.
You didn't text me goodnight. Count your days, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Count your days.
No. I don't love this at all. And anybody who's doing this right now, listen loud, listen clear. As your, God, dare I say, big sister, don't do this. Don't do this at all. And there's such a really horrible power balance in this. Girls are signing this for guys. Okay, so where are they, their rules?
Well, let's call it like we see it, right? I mean, this is a contract that dudes came up with as a clever way to try and get in their girlfriends, try to get their girlfriends to sleep with them. That's all this is.
And control them. They can't text other guys. They have to say, I love you.
And they're signing
it.
They
have to have sex in public. They have to post on their story. Like,
well, listen, I don't know how many contracts look like this one, but this one was enough to make anybody dry heave.
This is the most toxic thing I've ever been a part of right. in my entire life. I've never heard of anything more toxic.
If
and
you
trust
break,
me, I know toxic relationships.
If you break this contract, then the other offending party has to pay the other person $300. I'm wondering what guidelines you had to follow to come up with this dating prenup contract. Did you Google something? Where did this come from?
Yeah, this is bad.
It's so bizarre.
I don't understand how this started and why it's continuing. Like, who was the one Brad that was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to draft a Google Doc.
Well, this is normal. I've heard of this happening quite a bit in relationships with grown adults. I had an ex who had to sign. Both of them signed this mutual dating agreement. Like it was a contract that we're going to do this. You can't do this. And I'm like, she got in detail with it. I'm like, okay, so adults have been guilty of doing this, but 16, 17 year olds in high school.
I've done this one time. I did this one time for an ex, but she couldn't stop cheating on me. So
what was the contract?
It was basically like, no talking to your ex, no FaceTiming your ex. If you do talk to your ex, I need to know about it.
Why make a contract out of that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it was.
So this contract was given to you?
No, I gave it to her.
Oh, you wrote it up?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, I might actually still have it.
I would love to see it.
Oh, my God. You'll die. Oh, my God.
Was it an insecurity thing or
was she just like couldn't stop cheating on me? Okay, here it is. The Ten Commandments of Breezy.
Oh, you actually have it.
Yeah.
So is this actually what you gave her?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Always show text messages and calls to Breeze. This is with the ex.
Yeah.
Not like just any, just the ex specifically. No deleting any calls or texts. Be truthful. Give all details, no code names, because she used to like put her ex's name under like Jeremy from work. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm an idiot for even like doing this because you should have just left her. No FaceTime, no burner phone usage because she had like another phone. No 5 hour long soirees. Anything over half an hour is weird. No talking
what
every
is
day.
That? What is that? No 5 hours.
Like no talking for like 5 hours at a time, like on the phone.
Okay.
No talking every day, no talking about me.
You had to give this to somebody.
Still like letting her talk to her ex. They were talking all the time and she was like hiding it. So I wrote this like contract up.
Do you feel silly that you had to write that up?
100%. I shouldn't have even dealt with that in the first place.
Well, you live and learn.
And I was also like, what, 21 years old? Like, meh.
Janae's here. She goes, OMG, I am dead. This is hysterical. Kids today have just gone off the deep end. Lindsay says, yes, this is funny, but it's incredible listening to how messed up the entire thing is. It's controlling and grooming young girls for these guys to get some.
Not even just to, I mean, you guys are all really hung up on them having sex. I feel like they're going to have sex regardless. It's just the sense of control. Like, this is just controlling another human being, especially in a relationship, which is obviously stakes are high, emotions are high, like
they don't, yeah, you're 16, 17 and you're just,
and this is your first like
Well, you
like dip your toe into a relationship and this is what it's like.
Right.
It's setting you up for massive failure people to come.
When you're that age, you don't have a lot to compare it to.
If your daughter's signing something like this, just be prepared to be paying her therapy bills in the future.
Daniel says, as a former teacher, I do think this is clever. I don't agree with girls agreeing to have sex in a contract with their boyfriends, but I think them writing up contracts and having the other party review it is good practice for when they get older.
What?
Okay. Daniel, I'm starting to understand why you're a former teacher.
I mean, I get it. Like, I get just having guidelines and boundaries with your partner, but...
You could talk about that verbally.
But this is like a one-sided thing.
That's what it seems like.
This guy's just giving this girl this contract and saying, you must follow this or I'm breaking up with you.
You can't break that contract or somebody's going to owe somebody $300.
Mm-hmm.
That's all your cash from this summer's job. Valerie says it's wild that 16-year-old kids are signing 50 Shades of Grey prenups in high school. I wish my boyfriend would have gave me one of these contracts in school. I would have gladly signed it just out of comfort that there's a small chance he wouldn't cheat on me.
That's not in the contract.
No.
Never says anything about him not cheating on you in the contract.
Well, it does right here. But that's promising not to cheat on one another.
But that contract's for you.
One another. So I see that. Sure.
Oh, he has one rule in the contract?
That's what it looks like. But we have to have sex at least 3 times a week, and don't you dare. Look, posting at least one story or pick a day of us together as a couple. Yeah, this is super toxic.
That's a great way to lose followers.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh, man.
It's so tough.
It's crazy. I went to, you know my cousin that came into the studio last Thursday. He was performing the musical at Grease Athena.
Oh, yeah.
I went there yesterday afternoon to see the show, and it was fantastic. But the amount of...
How was the car?
What?
Didn't they have a car there?
Yeah, it was awesome. Nice. It was awesome. But the amount of young teens from the school that were there that mm-hmm. were just on their phones head down, and obviously I'm guilty of that too, but I'm like, I feel like it gets younger and younger and younger.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The iPad kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's the iPad password? So, anyways, we're in an auditorium, so I don't know.
Just wanted to... bring this to some parents' attention that this absolutely is going on.
I pray to God this is only like a Grease thing.
Yeah, well, we can only hope that's the case. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.